What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Judy Dempsey. Judy is Strategic Europe, the editor-in-chief, and very carefully assembling the European point of view for global phenomenon. One, migration, two, nuclear weapons, and three, of course, COP26, the gathering of eagles and doves in Glasgow, Scotland, to discuss what is to be done with climate change. We begin, however, with a crisis that is fresh to all of us as we understand the European Union and its threat from the Russian Federation and allies. In this case, it's a country called Belarus, capital of Minsk, about 10 million people held in captivity by their old-fashioned apparatchik boss, a man by the name of Lukashenko, who is said to be a frenemies with Moscow, but in any event, certainly is a client state of Moscow. The immediate problem that Judy is presenting is that Lukashenko has weaponized migration. How? Judy, a very good day to you. Thank you. You are the Carnegie Endowment. You are Strategic Europe, and you have identified a problem at the edges of the European Union that is clearly a threat. How has Lukashenko weaponized migrants? Good day to you.
Very nice to be on your show, John. Good day to you too, from a cold and sunny Berlin. Alexander Lukashenko has weaponized it by essentially giving migrants and smugglers from Iraq and other Middle East countries the ability to come up to Minsk, the capital of Belarus, with the intention of moving quickly across to the EU, across to Lithuania, which is a member of the EU, NATO, and Poland. And thousands and thousands are already making their way to Lithuania and Poland. Illegal migration, and these countries who are not used to such migration have now reacted, and they're asking Lukashenko to stop this, of course, but Belarus won't, because Lukashenko absolutely understands the underbelly of Europe is migration. This is one of the most vulnerable aspects of the European Union.
The Lukashenko regime is notorious for brutality towards dissent, towards its own people, at least since the summer of 20, when there was a fraudulent election jammed through. Lukashenko is a direct threat to the EU, as you just identified. However, also, Lukashenko is a man who is at the right hand of Moscow. So can we connect Putin and Lukashenko directly? What is the EU opinion of these two different scale players?
I think the EU opinion is rather strangely united on this, that Lukashenko's regime would have collapsed much earlier had Lukashenko not been economically and politically supported by President Vladimir Putin. Secondly, Lukashenko gets and his intelligence services gets advice from the Kremlin and the intelligence services in Russia. And third, Putin is using Belarus to try to reintegrate Belarus in some form or other into the Russian Federation or have some kind of tighter relationship. So essentially, Lukashenko is damaging the independence of Belarus by actually being now so beholden to Putin. And one other point, that what binds both of them together now is the actual sanctions regime, which the EU imposed on Russia in 2014 when Russia invaded and illegally annexed Crimea and invaded parts of eastern Ukraine. The EU responded by imposing sanctions. And after the fraudulent elections in August 2020 in Belarus, where Lukashenko was elected for the fifth consecutive time, the EU over time imposed sanctions, in fact, two or three sets of sanctions. And now, as a result, Lukashenko is retaliating against the EU by using or weaponizing the migration.
I tell a story quickly that I have, Judy, from a reporter I had in Vilnius several months past, his conversations with Lithuanian authorities who are profoundly troubled by what they're facing. The migrants are very sad stories. These are, in some instances, often Kurds from the north of Iraq or Yazidis from the north of Iraq, people who have heard that there is freedom for them and their families if they follow this course of paying thousands of dollars for an air ticket from Baghdad to Minsk. And then they're told they can pass into the European Union and rejoin their families or friends, often in Germany. And men who have been working in Germany go home and gather up their families and fly into Minsk and are led to the border by the Minsk authorities and told, there's the border, just cross it and you're in the EU and they will accept you and everything will be fine. Well, the border wasn't at first guarded or there was no fencing. Now that has changed in these last months. But the people who have crossed into Vilnius are given housing temporarily and are told they can't stay. And yet these are sad people who have committed everything. Now, what is the EU policy when somebody seeks refuge and sanctuary? Because these are careful words and we use them differently in the US. What is the EU policy?
The EU doesn't have a policy. They have signed up, of course, to the Geneva Convention when it comes to the protection of refugees. But for the last 20, 25 years, the EU Commission and the EU member states have been debating, trying to put in place a coherent, united, realistic, pragmatic and ethical refugee and asylum and migration policy. And they cannot get any agreement on this. And this is why we have landed in this appalling situation. And migration is visceral for wealthy countries. I mean, it's as if we cannot afford these migrants. But essentially it boils down to the fact that Europe is totally divided over this issue. And the issue between Belarus and Lithuania and between Belarus and Poland confirms once again the inability of the EU to actually think through why it needs a coherent united asylum policy.
You mentioned Germany, and Germany was prominent in the news during 2015-2016 period when thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps millions pushed out of the Middle East, especially the Mediterranean basin associated with Syria, into Turkey. And there was an arrangement between then Angela Merkel's government and Erdogan's government in Turkey. Does that arrangement still apply to these new migrants if they were to make their way to Germany?
It's completely different. First of all, the arrangement that Merkel spearheaded via the EU was made after 2015 when Germany gave refuge to over a million people fleeing the war in Syria. They're still here. They're integrated. Housing, education, health. It's a tribute to Merkel's moral and political courage to do this. But the upshot was that because she couldn't get other kind of solidarity support from the other member states, and because the migration flows were going to continue, she led she led this move to persuade President Erdogan of Turkey to protect the borders going into the EU, and in return he would be paid quite a lot to look after the refugees. This is where we stand at the moment. It's holding. Of course, Erdogan can always threaten to open the borders again, but the EU now is trying to do this to Libya and to other countries to go to the origins of the roots of it. But in fact, the origins of the roots of this problem lie in war, conflict, climate issues, desertification, few prospects, bad governance, so many other things. So this is a long-term strategy, and the EU has to work hand in hand with the countries in the neighborhood.
What is exceptional to me about this story at the Lithuanian border and the Polish border too, Belarus pushes into both countries, is that while the migration story tragedy at the American border is a product of people volunteering their own livelihoods to cross to Mexico into Texas. And the same can be said of the Turkey-Greek border, where there are migrants attempting to cross into Greece, into the EU. And certainly those who brave the Mediterranean basin or even the English Channel, North Sea, to cross into the EU. These are people who volunteer for this. what it strikes me as bizarre and appalling is that these refugees at the Vilnius, at the Lithuanian border, are lied to. They're misled. They're robbed because they're told they will pay these thousands of dollars and they will be free with their families. And I told you before, Judy, I would mention a siege between Caesar and Vercingetorix, and it's one of the most striking stories in all of Caesar's commentaries, the Battle of Alesia, where Vercingetorix cannot feed the whole town besieged. He pushes out the old and the young, and Caesar's army, besieging them, won't let them into their lines. So they starve to death in the middle of a battle that ends with Caesar's aggrandizement. It strikes me now that you describe these refugees as camping in the woods. Is that correct? They're not allowed back to Minsk, and they can't go forward to Vilnius. Right. They're stuck between.
They're stuck between the two, and the Belarusian security services won't let them return to the cities in Belarus. They don't want them. They want them out of Belarus. And the Poles now have beefed up the control of the borders. There's now 12,000 soldiers and police there, not letting. This is a quite an extraordinary humanitarian issue, to say the least. And I have to bring in the element that we have the situation where the Polish government, which is conservative, goes on about being Catholic and humane and humanistic. And they won't even set up even temporary accommodation for old women, men, children, boys, people who, as you said, made the sacrifice to come. And they're in the woods in the freezing temperatures, and decency and humanity surely behoves the Polish authorities to set up makeshift tents, give them food, give them water, give them shelter, and then deal with the asylum applications and the migration applications. This isn't happening.
Judy Dempsey is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Europe and editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. There are too many villains. There's too little time. We turn to another pressing issue that's from our childhood, the Cold War, but it's here again. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.